Have you seen any of those memes on any of your social media channels that you check into? And it's got a little music behind it, and it says, one minute you're young and hip, and the next minute you're posting photos of the vegetables in your garden. I thought, oh, yeah, okay. I'm not going to post any pictures of tomatoes this year then. It certainly reveals your age. But if you are that backyard gardener, maybe you heard the conversation that we had with our friends at the University of Illinois a few months ago, and it was about the amount of lead in our soil, specifically in the Chicago and Chicagoland area. And they created a map of how in-depth and widespread it is. Well, they took it a little further. Like, is that lead being absorbed through the vegetables that we grow in our garden, specifically tomatoes? Andrew Margonaut is with us, a professor in the Department of Crop Sciences at U of I. And that map is still posted somewhere where people can take a look at it, right, Andrew?
That is correct. It is in two places. One is mapmyenvironment.com, or maybe it's .org, but it's there. The other would be the paper that we publish itself, which is, if you Google lead Chicago soil, it'll pop up as a hit. It's open access, which means you just click on the link and the map is there.
So you took it further. You decided to go to that contaminated lead-filled soil and plant some tomatoes. What did you find?
Yes, we did. So the objective of the map was to figure out the answer to the question of where is the lead in Chicago? And then the follow-up question was meant for more action. So what can you do about it? So to answer this question, we grew tomatoes in people's backyards who graciously let us plow up their backyard lawns or hijack their garden space. And we did an experiment where we tested different treatments that the EPA suggests might be able to decrease absorption of lead by tomato or by any crop. Now, these treatments are phosphate. Phosphate is a plant nutrient, so it's natural. It's good for soils and plants. If you add lots of phosphorus to soils, it will basically lock up the lead, which means that you, but also the plant, are less susceptible to absorbing it. And we wanted to see what's the best way of adding phosphates as a means to decrease the uptake of lead by the tomato plant. So in short, can we have people grow tomatoes in their backyard with a lead issue, but mitigate that risk? And what we found basically is that nothing that we did in terms of adding phosphates impacted the uptake of lead by the tomato, which might sound like bad news. But the good news is that the lead that was being taken up by these fruits, by the tomato fruit, was way below the thresholds of risk. So that's the takeaway, is that these soils, which had in some cases up to three times above the Illinois EPA standard for lead, so we're talking over 1,000 part per million, the tomatoes were still safe to eat. So that was a little bit of a surprise, but also kind of good news if folks have a lead problem.
Okay, so how many tomatoes would we have to eat as an adult human being for that lead to impact our health?
Well, based upon the sites that we had studied, which is a caveat, you know, there might be differences in some locations, but across the multiple locations in Chicago that we studied, a full body weight adult would have to eat hundreds of pounds of tomatoes during the summer, if not thousands. So that's good. It means that
we're
it's
safe.
Really low amounts of lead. We are safe, yes.
Okay, and now what about when we're working in the soil? Because many of us who garden in the backyard, we're out there digging, we're amending the soil, we're weeding.
This is the really important point, and I'm very glad that you brought this up. So we're talking about the safety of the tomato as a vegetable. So there's pretty much no lead that makes its way into the tomato. Good. The takeaway, though, or the key thing to keep in mind, is that when we're tilling soil or you're working the soil, you're potentially inhaling dust. That dust will have lead in it from the soil. So also think about the tomatoes. If you don't wash them, but there's raindrops splashing mud on the tomato fruit, if you're not washing or peeling, there's also on the outside part of the tomato, potentially soil and thus lead. So we need to be really, really careful that even though the fruit of the tomato plant is safe to eat, we might be exposed during the tillage, the planting, and the harvest. So if you're going to grow tomatoes in soils that have a high amount of lead, you want to minimize the amount of dust being kicked up and protect yourself with a respirator, with gloves, etc.
So can we pull out that mask that we've been using for COVID, or do we need an N95 or better?
I'm not a public health expert, so I don't have an answer to that in terms of the dust, but it's the same basic principle. To the extent that a N95 mask will keep out fine particles, it's also going to double for use to keep out dust and therefore the lead. I recommend that folks test their soil, though. You want to get a test, and that's the basis for deciding if you're willing to take on a risk.
Okay, well, it's intriguing. I encourage everybody to go look at the map to see how heavily leaded our soil is in the Chicagoland area. And we appreciate, Andrew, that you came on and joined us again. Will you tell them where they can check out that lead map?
Sure thing. So this is on Map My Environment. If you Google that, it's a open access website. And you can zoom into Chicago and find contaminants in all the city, not just soil, what we've done, but also water and indoor dust. The other location for the map would be the paper, Google Chicago Soil Lead, you'll find it.
Thank you so much, Andrew Marginot, Assistant Professor in the Department of Crop Sciences at U of I. Our friend Paul Lisnick, legal analyst from WGN-TV, joins us next about the hearings that were in primetime last night for us to check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.